Great. Thank you, Kirk. And thank you all for being here today and coming in, avoiding that fantastic weather outside. But we'll try and make this worth your while. So C4 has been around now for it's about 10 years. And these are the agencies that are agencies and organizations. It's 8 national organizations and 3 federal agencies. Came together in 2006, and most of you are probably members of CSTE, but if you're not members of CSTE, you're probably a member of at least one of these other organizations. So we like to say most people working in the field have some access into C4 and can provide some input, but we recognize we need to do more. So we've been talking about that actually at this meeting, about ways to get direct input from folks into maybe updating the guidelines so you don't have to go directly through a representative or something. So there's more to come on that. CSTE and NATRO in green, there are the co-chairs. That's been the way for quite a few years. And so our vision is to basically we want to try and identify barriers to effective surveillance and outbreak investigation. And then we have work groups and we identify projects that try and address those barriers. Most of the projects have been funded by CDC. We've gotten some good funding from FDA for some of the industry projects in the past and continue. They help us with supporting travel of some of our regulatory friends. And so we just realize that at our 10th birthday, there have been a lot of new kids on the block there. And when C4 was born in January 2006, it was before all of these other these newcomers that are fantastic and are doing great work. And so have realized that our turf has been squeezed a little bit by these great, effective, you know, new players that are out there. They're fantastic. And so we started a whole process of strategic planning, actually in late 14 and then through 15, and we finalized that in our 10th anniversary blowout meeting in San Diego. Went back to the scene of the first meeting 10 years ago. And so we came up with these 4 development teams, and so that's the new plan for C4, and we hope this will continue the creativity and the project identification and development, and it's these are the 4 teams. So the identified team really is what's happening in these different areas and then what needs to be improved, what is still remaining to be improved. And then the lead team is supposed to really look at, you know, how do we address that? What are the projects? What do we need to do? Is it guidelines? Is it some new brief paper? What is it that is the best way to address that barrier that was identified by the identify team? And then the promote team, of course, as its name implies, is generally out there trying to do an ongoing promotion of these products. We've been pretty good in the past about getting the word out when we've had a big product release. But then in between the product releases, we haven't been so good about keeping the word up about this. And we're going to try and change that with this promote and have a more ongoing promotion of all the different great models out there and guidelines that we have. And then the evaluate team, which is led by Kirk Smith, we'll be doing a lot of looking at how well we're doing, how well other processes are working, and then feeding that back into the whole system. You might like to know, on the C4, on the council itself, the 3 CST reps are Tim Jones and Kirk Smith and Paul Cieslak. So if you know any of those folks, you can bend their ear as much as you'd like to get direct input while you're here. It's a good way. So one of our big flagship products has been the guidelines. The first one came out in 2009. Took about 3.5 years to get together. And then it was updated 2014. We added about 57 pages of hopefully good stuff to that. And covers pretty much everything. How many people in here, can I see, it's one of those show of hands times, it's the only one, have ever looked at the guidelines online or held it in your hand? Pretty good number of hands. That's great. And it is, if you put about 500 of them in the bottom of a sailboat, it's great ballast. It's pretty thick stuff, and we know it's pretty thick and heavy. Great stuff in there, but we developed the toolkit as a mechanism for people to learn easily, more easily, what's actually in the guidelines, to become more familiar with the recommendations. But it's a great self-assessment tool. That's the main aspect, I think, of the toolkit. So jurisdictions can use it and work through the process. It's really laid out well. Jeanette Stergreen, is Jeanette? Jeanette's not in the room. Jeanette's at the meeting. But she is a wonderful contractor who really helped put this together. And so it's great. Some of you may have, your jurisdictions may have applied for the recent CSTE grants to do toolkit trainings in your area. But if you didn't, contact Dara, contact me, the COEs, you'll hear about more later. There you have lots of avenues to get assistance with the toolkit, with learning how to go through. It's really straightforward, and it's built with all these preliminary documents to help you go through it. It's specifically so if someone with some intent and some background can work right through the toolkit with your group of your team members, get them together, and it's a pretty good document. And so we divided the world into four big chunks for the toolkit, and then the lines in black are the actual focus areas. And so each one of those has an entire separate section in the toolkit that you your group can decide which of those are the most important to work through first, and you just charge on down the line and do as many as you want. And you actually, at the end of the process, you try and name a name. You put someone down who's responsible for trying to institute the change or to make those interventions happen. And so we've gotten some good feedback. It's one more. There are many tools out there, many ways of doing evaluations. This is one of those. And so these were the grants. There was a roundtable yesterday here on those, and there were I think it was 15 were let this year. So most of those have occurred. A few more will be occurring in the next few weeks. But again, COEs, you'll be hearing COEs. It's a way to continue getting assistance. Another part of C4 has been the metrics, development of the metrics. Craig Hedberg in Minnesota was a big assist, he was the main mover and shaker in this work group to get these 16 metrics with target ranges. So these actually we went through lots and lots and lots of data where data existed. We started with over 100 of the metrics, but these 16 metrics had robust data to support actually producing target ranges that health departments should shoot for. And so we suggest that jurisdictions, large cities, counties, and states go through the metrics, come up with their numbers, and then see how they compare with the target ranges. And then now, after a year or two of development, and Kirsten Larson is here, our ACE assistant from APHL, who's been one of the project managers on this, we have a CMET. It's the entry tool. So you can go online and enter your results from the going through the metrics, and you can see instantly how you compare. So this is the you have a test on this. You have to be able to see this and read this. But no, just to show you, this is kind of what the page looks like. 3 minutes. So basically, it goes through the has each of the metrics, and then there's a place to measure it where you actually put your number. And then the nice thing is, it will display these in these columns. That's the oldest and then the newest. So in this example, they each time they went in, they put data in for more of the metrics. And so when you go in, you can see everything you've done. you can't see other states, but you can see your states, and you can see how your state compares to everyone else in the aggregate. And the public can look how all the aggregate numbers exist, but they can't see, of course, any individual stuff. And then the outbreaks of undetermined etiology guidelines, and Kirsten, again, APHL is the lead on this, on the work group, and this helps a lot of outbreaks where we're not quite sure what the agent is, and so this really provides guidelines for how what specimens should be collected, how they should be kept in case better testing comes available later. And it's online now, and Minnesota, Wisconsin were the models for this. There's some great tables in there. It's quite a robust site, and you can get it just through the C4 website here. And it has a various ways. Unfortunately, not yet available for Android, but there are mechanisms here. Lots of good guidance on the website about how you can put it on your iPhone or your pad or on your PC. And then we released in March, finally, after about a 7-9 year project, this evaluation of PulseNet. And so it's a pretty good return on investment, really, in the end, with the cost of the system in our analysis was a bit over $7 million annually, but the prevention is it's over $500 million annually. So that's a pretty good return on investment. So we'll see how that does in the world of whole genome sequencing. Maybe it'll even get better. We'll see. So contact for C4, Dara Shaw. You probably all know Dara. She's here, of course, at the meeting. But contact Dara. There are some brochures or flyers on that chair at the end about C4 in general and about the OUE guidelines. So happy to take any questions.
Thanks, Don. Questions for Don, or even his comments on how you think C4 might be able to be of more help to you in the way of types of tools or trainings or things like that. Hillary.
I didn't see any actual questions. Okay. So I'm making a plug here for the OUE. I'm Hillary Booth from the Oregon Public Health Division. And making a plug for the OUE guidelines, if anybody's interested in piloting the mobile tools that we built, we have a Windows PC desktop version that you can install without a license. And as Don mentioned, the FileMaker Go application. If you need any help with downloading that or getting that installed, just contact us. We're happy to help you. And then one more. Kirsten is looking for epidemiologists to help with this project and develop some content on questions about what you should be asking to get to the right test, right? Targeted epi questions. So we're recruiting anybody that wants to be part of that. Let us know. Thank you.
Thank you, Hillary. And I should have mentioned that Hillary and the Oregon COE helped greatly in getting doing the IT work and the background work on getting those guidelines available on the iPad. And they're FileMaker Pro experts. They're real pros on that. So thank you, Oregon. Thank you, Hillary. Any other questions about C4? So take a look online. There's a lot there, and there'll be more coming, and there will be a third generation in a year or two, and we'll be putting some whole genome sequencing stuff in there, and a lot of good stuff that's happened, of course. So great, thank you.
Very good. Thanks, Don.